Oh, hey, hello. This is Tasha Branham, and welcome to the Whatever is Lovely podcast.
Whatever is lovely. Whatever is lovely. Whatever is lovely. Whatever is lovely.
Disclaimer time. I am not here to make anyone feel as though they should be doing something in this time and that if they're not, that they're wasting time. So trust me when I say you have to do what you feel is best for you and your family in this time. Now, whether that's working your business, making more art, spending time with those you love, catching up on sleep, ramping up your prayer life, getting nose deep in the Bible, watching shows on Netflix, reading, or even laying on the floor, eating snacks, staring at the ceiling, which is my favorite pastime, by the way. It's okay. It is totally okay. We are probably in one of the most trying times any of us have ever experienced in our lifetimes. With people and loved ones falling ill, people losing their lives, many states under a shelter in place, layoffs, furloughs, and businesses shutting doors, even those of us with small businesses, we're definitely feeling the impact of what we all have come to know as COVID-19. Now, I truly believe the Lord has shown me that we will all come out of this, y'all. This unfortunate season is producing a great divide, a line, if you will, in the sand. We will soon see those who are truly for Him. This season is also creating a lane for the underdog, those who have lived in silos and who He's kept hidden. Those things you have placed your hand to will be propelled for His glory. So don't lose heart. God is with us. If God has given you a business and you have a prophetic word hanging over it, don't quit. Despite all that's going on, God has not changed His mind about you. I can also say what's happening doesn't have to cancel the momentum you've made with your business. Even if you haven't started it yet, you can still generate supplemental income, and I'm going to share three ways you can create income in the shutdown based on your current or future product offering. Number one, take your walk-in service and turn it into something virtual, kind of like a virtual session. If you're a hairstylist, let's say, maybe you can offer a service to teach your customers how to touch up their styles from home. You can create a course that teaches customers how to upkeep their hair, nails, and skin if you are in the beauty industry. You may see this as giving your secrets away, but let's be honest, let me tell you, the world in our lives as we know it has changed and will continue to change. A lot of what we know will never be the same. That's just being honest. So though we may not know what those changes will be, it's a pretty good idea to anticipate a shift and to adapt your business, product offerings, and skills accordingly to align with the new direction things are headed. Let me give you an example. I have been eyeballing a certain haircut, but due to us being on a shelter in place, I've been unable to schedule a physical appointment with a stylist. So in me obsessing over this cut, I have started following stylists on Instagram who specialize in this very cut. One stylist has taken her Style Seat page and created a link for women to purchase a virtual cutting session where this stylist walks them through cutting their hair virtually by using technology like FaceTime. She charges, I don't know if it's $150, $300 for this session, and people are booking it left and right. Is that not genius, like, or what? Now, will she lose future business because she's empowered some people to cut their hair on their own? I mean, you know, perhaps. You got some of us that will take an idea and run with it, and like, now I'm my own professional hairstylist. But you have other people that are like, nah, I'd rather you cut the hair because I don't want to have to deal with cleaning up hair on the floor or butchering my hair in my bathroom. But how about this? Will she, this stylist, or has she set herself apart in the market by disrupting the hairstylist industry? Maybe. Hairstylists everywhere are unable to work, unfortunately, in shops are losing tons of business because they're not considered essential. and they are exposing themselves to the potential, this potential virus on a day-to-day basis just by serving clients and doing what they love to do. By creating a way, this stylist is still able to touch her past clients and appeal to new ones, she's creating like a system of supplemental income. This is also helping her to continue to scale her business amid this national shutdown. So one thing I would say about this, don't miss out on pivotal moments in history that present opportunities to be inventive and to adapt to what's becoming our new normal. By creating a virtual session, this stylist has been able to create a new lane of income. Her income has not been disrupted because of the shutdown. Now, has it been diminished? Has she experienced a decrease in what she's used to making on a weekly basis, a daily basis, an hourly basis? Perhaps, but is she still setting herself up in a manner to not only be sensitive to the needs of her clients, but also to continue to gain additional exposure by showcasing this opportunity, this service digitally? She's able to touch customers all across the country that she would never, ever be able to work with that can step foot into her salon. So for me, I think that is a genius move where she's still able to be sensitive to the needs of her people, her clients. She's also able to obey whatever the laws are of the land as far as shelter in place and social distancing. She's able to abide by all of those in addition to still doing what she loves to do, but also being able to adapt to what's happening and create a new way to service her clients. I really, if I could hug her, I would, because that's an amazing idea. Number two, for product-based services, add something to your catalog that maybe meets the needs of customers right now. This new catalog may not be what you would offer indefinitely, but it's always a good idea, I believe, to be relevant and listen to the needs of your customers and offer what they need. A good or smart brand keeps their ear to the ground and remains sensitive to change. Whether that's change in their market, change in the market, and how it impacts their customers, being sensitive to their needs is a necessity. Ask yourself, is there an opportunity here, where we are today, for me to meet a new need of my customers? How are my customers being impacted by recent events, and what can I do to remain top of mind in their lives? I've been especially paying attention to brands and how they communicate to customers. So there have been some brands who have been very adaptive to what's happening as far as being able to provide their products online, and where customers are unable to walk into stores and pick up products, customers are able to pick things up curbside. There's also a great opportunity here for us as small businesses because we have the ability to pivot in a way that large companies cannot. And here's what I mean. So what if you have a business that sells shirts? Your shirt sales may be down, but if you find a way to make something like face masks or get a hold of some face masks that are already made, you can quite possibly still generate income through your business. Maybe people aren't buying t-shirts right now, but if you haven't seen the news, masks are a very high demand right now because we all need them to leave our homes for essential purposes. You want to be sensitive to your customers, so you don't want these masks to come out and each mask is like $30 because they've got some Louis Vuitton print on it, and I'm only referencing that because I've seen it done on social media, on TikTok, I believe, unfortunately. But you definitely want to provide something that's needed. If you can fill a need, your customers can absolutely depend on you to fulfill that need. That builds trust, that builds loyalty, that builds understanding, and that strengthens the foundation of communication. And this can be for years to come. Thinking out of the box can be the next, like the new way for you to generate more loyalty and to keep sales afloat through this time where most businesses are experiencing a decline. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that you're going to experience 2, 3, 4 times that. There are some businesses that are in such high demand, like Lysol and Clorox, like wow, because everyone needs some sort of disinfectant spray, wipes or bleach in there are just in super high demand. So I'm not saying that you're going to become a millionaire, but if you sell something like t-shirts or socks, maybe people aren't buying t-shirts and socks right now, but because your product is in the category of apparel, that you can offer something right now that people need. Then you can create content around that new need that shows people how to use it, that shows people that it's sustainable, shows people how to care for it, but it also lets your customers know that, hey, we see what's happening, we're impacted, we know you're impacted, we're all in this together. Number three, create a digital course catalog. I already hear it now. I know what you're thinking. What do I know that's of value that other people would pay for? Well, let me be the first to tell you a whole lot. Think of something you do for a living or something you've done as a hobby. There is always somebody out there that doesn't know what you know or that doesn't know how to do what you do. That's just being honest. We are in an age of information and people are Googling every day, probably I Google at least several times a day, probably 10 times a day questions, and we search for the answers to questions we have. You can start off by developing an outline for your course. And when I'm talking about course catalog, it doesn't have to be a ton of courses. You can start off with one really good one. Then once you have an outline, you create a webinar for others to download and purchase. You can use paid sites like Teachable or Thinkific that has online software that you can use, or you can get totally creative, which I'm always a fan for, and set up your course to be downloadable with using free software. Trust me when I say there is a free way to do just about everything. And with all the great resources online and software that's out there, you can be like selling a course to empower others in no time. So, I've given you tons of secrets and strategies in this episode, like tons, like gems, honey, like tons. And I really hope that you're able to take something away to help you generate supplemental income throughout this time. With so many people out of work and so many people impacted in business, creative thinking and strategizing can help you scale even if or when our economy hits a recession. I pray peace over you that surpasses all understanding. I really hope that you are encouraged. Be encouraged, head high. God's got us, He is with us, and we will come out of this. Until the next episode, thanks for listening.